This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Just a heads up, we're going to take these calls through the next segment as well, so we'll try to get to as many of you as possible. 410-583-1057. Let's head out to the phone lines and start with Ron in Owings Mills. Ron, you're on the Fan.
Dr. Weinman, how are you?
Good, sir.
Dr. Lockenfora, Dr. Robert Lache. When I have called into the station over the past 18 years, I believe it's been 18 years, it's never been a shtick, Kenny. All I have ever done is try to tell the truth about Mark Turgeon and John Harbaugh. They're nice guys, Ken, but it's always hindsight. It's always after the fact, okay? He does not understand what to do during the game. They can say whatever they want about rotation, okay? That's fine. In the movie Rookie of the Year, at the end of the game, Ken, in Money Time, Henry Rowland Gardner is getting that ball.
Yes.
Okay? Sal Martinella understands that you have to go to your closer. You have to wear them down. It was one outlier where Chad Stedman, okay, got one more guy. It was a movie, Ken.
Yes.
But in bottom line is you go to your guy. Okay, Derrick Henry is your guy. You have a backup quarterback in the game. Okay, I would rather have a 12-year-old kid named Billy Haywood than this coach. Okay? Yeah. He adjusts. He puts the guys in a position. 20 blown leads since 1991, Ken. Double digit leads in the second half. And last thing, I'll leave you with this. Mark Andrews, what the heck was that? That was an absolute joke. That lateral is an absolute joke. I cannot believe he did. That was one of the most dumbest things I've ever seen in my entire life, but we need a new
time of year.
Thanks, Ron. He referenced Little Big League and Rookie of the Year. And he meant 2001, not 91.
I came in hot the first Monday of the season and said, Harbs is on notice. Yep. If this stuff continues in the fourth quarter, blow him up, get him out of here, get all those coaches out of here. I'm with it. Just take the GM with him. Just start a true blank slate. PR, everybody who's been a part of this whole thing in this
time. Fire everyone.
No, bro.
I'm gonna fire the Orioles GM, the Ravens GM, the whole thing.
There is a hubris. There's an arrogance. You guys, you're afraid to say it, but you know it's true. You know it's true. We talk all the time.
I don't think, I won't say I think Eric deserves to be fired.
The culture is warped. It's warped from the owner on down, an owner who's never around. And the guy he put in charge was working in the WNBA and was the worst GM in modern NFL history, who wasn't going to get to run any other NFL teams except for this one.
Let's grab Josh in Severn. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning? Good afternoon. So, look, I'm willing to give DaCosta a little bit longer, but Harbaugh's got to go in my book. The reason I'm willing to give DaCosta longer is that he brought Derrick Henry in, and then Harbaugh decided not to use him. he brought Van Noy in, who last year was really good. And then last night, Van Noy 30 yards down the field trying to cover a running back when he's 35 years old. Makes no sense to me. He brought in Owe. He drafted him. And Harbaugh failed to develop him. And as soon as he went to a real head coach, wow, he has 7 sacks. So, like, he brought in Kyle Hamilton. And when Hamilton was here the first couple of years, he wasn't used right. And everyone was saying he was a bust. Now he's this perennial player. So he brought talent in, and the coaching staff has perennially failed to do anything with it. I'm listening if in a year or two from now we still have these issues, but Harbaugh's got to go. It's a joke at this point.
Appreciate the call.
I get what he's saying, but Eric had a really bad offseason. I cannot excuse the offseason that Eric DaCosta had.
Had a horrible in-season.
Yeah, the whole 2025. He played a big role in why this team is where it's at.
410-583-1057. More from the people next here on the...
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fan. We continue with the calls, 410-583-1057. Bunch of people holding. We'll try to get to as many as possible. Ravens lose 28-24 to the Patriots, and we go to Glenn in Randallstown. Glenn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking my call, man. Sure. I really do. I think the problem we have in Baltimore is that we didn't see what Harbaugh was when they first got here. I'm watching the Pittsburgh game. There's all fans who didn't go to the game yesterday before we played, before the Ravens played, and they flashed a stat on the screen that blew my mind. The stat that they flashed was that Pittsburgh in the fourth quarter with an 11-point lead in 110 games is 109 wins, 0 loss, and 1 tie.
Yeah.
Harbaugh been blowing games. If we go back to the playoff games where Pittsburgh beat us, Antonio Brown in the fourth quarter, they come back and beat us.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's been happening all along. We were just so glad to be in the playoffs, we overlooked it.
No, must happen in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that did.
Lights went out.
That did happen. No, I appreciate the call. That is incredible.
Well, maybe Jesse Minter's got the secret sauce. Maybe Jesse Minter would be the guy to stop the rot. McDonald's a boy genius. McDonald is great.
Ben wants Mike Freeman from Notre Dame.
It happened.
I like it.
It happened constantly during McDonald's tenure.
Yeah. He did, though, credit
to
him.
Maybe they just don't have good enough players.
The defense played great in the second half against the Chiefs in the AFC title game. Their offense stunk.
Yeah,
they didn't give up a point.
Defense played great from the first drive on.
Yeah.
After that first drive.
Let's go to Lou in Edgewood. Lou, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'll make it real quick. A new GM, new head coach, and I'd even explore moving Lamar Jackson because I'm getting tired of him getting hurt all the time. He might as well go put an Oriole jersey on. Because he's always hurt all the time, guys. Come on. Every year he's hurt.
Same training staff you're saying?
I would trade him and get as much as you can for him. Because I'm tired of every year something happens. It's not every year. I know he's had like one or two healthy years.
He's won two MVPs,
and he should have won a third.
He's been healthy the last 2 years.
There are those 3 years.
Yeah.
One of which was last year.
Every year he just seems like he's always getting hurt.
But it's Lou, let's be fair. It's not every year. He won two MVPs and should have won a third.
Lou, he's been hurt 2 years. 21, 22, and this year.
Since 2018.
2018.
2018. He's been hurt 2 years.
He's been only 7 years. He's only had 3 out of 7 years. He's been healthy.
He's only had 3 MVPs is what he's had.
I get your MVPs, man. I get it. I get it.
You're going to miss them when they're gone. I got to
hear you. And another thing, too, he's getting older. He's getting older.
He's not even 30.
He's not even 30. Keep piling up.
All the more reasons, maybe don't build your teams with Draymond Jones as the alleged number one pass rusher.
I like him.
Maybe don't do that. But I'd like him as the third guy.
Yeah, he should be a role player, not a, yes. You're absolutely right.
Like, I'd like him in the Brandon Graham role.
Yes, he'd be awesome in that role. Yeah, it's a great call.
Not as the main thing.
No, he's not a Bosa. That's not what he do. Let's go to Trippy. Trippy, you're
Trippy.
On the fan.
Come on, Trippy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How we doing?
How's Monk?
It's Monday, huh?
Yeah, how's Monk?
How's Monk holding
up? Yeah, Monk. Monk had a day.
Hey, I agree with everything Jason said except for 5EDC, man. Look, I'm going to put it like this, right? We could sit up here and say, yeah, he made mistakes with the trenches, right? But at the end of the day, it's up to the coaches to coach these guys up. You had the media talk, dog. Yeah, this is the best roster. And right now, we playing like duty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, John Harbaugh got to go, because I ain't going to lie to you. We don't make the playoffs, but we make the playoffs. He's still, like, I'm tired of him. Like, the way how he talked in the post game last night, I would have thought he was the OC, not the head coach. How you going to say, yeah, Derrick Henry should have ran the ball more, but we just going through our vote? It don't make sense, you know what I mean? Like, something is off. And another thing, right, every time Lamar get hurt, this team act like they can't function. Like, oh, man, Lamar's down. Let's not show up. It was 10-10, and we had an opportunity. And I ain't going to talk about y'all boy 44. He is trash. He can't stick the best wide receiver four on the opposite team. And let me talk about Rashad Bateman, right? 18 receptions, 217 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Rough. Trippy, can I ask you a question I just thought of? When he's covering booty, is that booty on booty?
Oh,
man.
Oh, booty on booty. To be honest with you, Marlon Humphrey, man, he lucked up because that should have been a pass in the front.
Yeah,
that was a tackle.
Oh,
you know what I mean? But if I was EDC, right, because, you know what I mean, I talked to my man Matt at BK, you know what I mean, everything worked out. The man coming back next year, I would extend Draymond Jones. Get rid of Kyle Van Noy because all he cares about is
retiring. That's
for real.
Yeah.
And T-Rob, and let's go get that boy Peter Woods or something from Clemson. I don't know, but at this point, I don't know. Like, what can we do to get better? One more thing. I know fans mad as they flowers be fumbling, but what have I been saying to y'all lately, right? Put somebody like LaJonte Webster on the field. He could do with Zay.
Trippy. I got to let you go at that point.
We're on a slope now. We got trade Lamar, and we got Webster for Zay.
Well, I was feeling you until then, man. Let's go to Scott in Ellicott City. Scott, you're on the fan.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
What's up?
I want to ask y'all a question. Lamar Jackson is the most talented player in the NFL right now, when healthy. All right. Ain't it strange that you got a significant portion of his own fan base that is constantly questioning his injuries? How bad are they? How severe are they? There's no such thing. You don't find that, right? I mean, this isn't just fringe social media nut job. These are mainstream commentators on your station, on people. I mean, listen, I ain't going to say – you can't tell people that there's nothing to see. You can't tell people that they don't see what they see. Oh, he's Lamar's the biggest competitor in the building. People haven't seen that. They've seen Ronnie Stanley on the floor. They've seen him trying to get through the first quarter, even though he can barely walk. They've seen other quarterbacks, right? Now, I don't know. I ain't going to say Lamar's a quitter. I'm not going to say that because I don't know. I'm not a doctor, and I ain't seen his injury.
Are you implying you don't think he's hurt?
No, I know he's hurt.
Okay.
I'm asking you, why is it that you got so much of the city who's questioning how hurt he is? Like, everyone's nuts? Everyone don't see nothing?
Wow.
I'll tell you what I do know for sure.
I don't know who's questioning him. I honestly don't know anybody who's questioning him.
I heard it on the morning show. Well, you guys, Rob Long, Jared.
You didn't hear it from me.
You didn't hear it from me.
I didn't hear it from you. Listen,
no offense, babe. I'm not supposed to say this. I don't listen to the morning show. Just keeping it real.
Jason, I don't think you'd agree with them on the Orioles stuff either.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't.
Let me tell you something, though. This is what I do know. And tell me if you can disagree with me. There are quarterbacks that have that Michael Jordan factor, that they're wired to win, and they're going to go, and they're going to – you got Joe Burrow, who's going out there trying to make it back.
Didn't he just did it? Here's what I would say. He just went down the field last year with Anthony Miller and whatever. And the dude who everybody's favorite GM just paid again couldn't catch a ball that I could have caught.
Look, yeah, he's throwing balls to Anthony Miller and Tyrone.
They couldn't run with Henry in the first half. They sold out to stop it. Bateman's hurt. Zay's hurt.
I think it's fair
to say. He should have taken him to overtime.
I think it's fair to say Lamar is a different type of guy, different type of star, kind of goes to the beat of his own drum.
Yeah.
I am not going to question his toughness. I'm not going to question his want to win. And I was going to bring up Burrow. Why? Burrow's hurt more than Lamar. Yeah. Burrow is injury prone as hell.
Burrow just quit last week. He literally quit on his team.
And he hadn't been in the playoffs since, 21 or 22?
He didn't try to play that game. And like, I'll say this about Lamar. There's been conspiracy theories about Lamar since he was at Louisville. Yeah. I mean, he's been a polarizing figure just by being himself the whole time.
Yes.
They put Polian in the Hall of Fame. I never would have. Won once with Peyton Manning. Yeah. I think he's a running back. I mean, we could do 4 hours on weird takes about Lamar that have said way more about the person opening their mouth
quarterback
than
he was
anything
a good one.
Lamar's
Thanks,
ever
ben.
Done.
Who was it that said quarterbacky?
That was like some Fox.
Yeah, oh, that was.
Yeah. Let's grab Chris in Catonsville. Chris, you're on the fan.
Yeah, the Ravens don't know who they are, but Lamar knows who he is. His first year, he had some starts. They went, 6-1?
And then
the next year, he didn't play the last game, and they were 14-1 in the games that he started. So that's 20-2. And at the end of the year, they asked him what they need. Anybody remember what he said? He said, give me more offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Instead, they give him these receivers. But if you're up 14, 20 points in the first half, it makes it so much easier on the defense. All they have to do is play the pass.
Yeah.
So they don't know who they are. Five of the last six times they've lost in the playoffs, it's because they haven't run enough. You can't give up. Your number one runner has 20 yards on one carry in the first half and gets zero carries in the second half. I'd rather have John Harbaugh be my tiddlywink coach than football coach. He's useless. He's useless.
How much does that pay?
Not nearly as much as the NFL.
High stakes tiddlywinks? You're playing high stakes $500 a hand? I honestly don't know the rules.
Full contact to tiddlywinks? I don't know.
Yeah, but no, he does not have courage of his conviction. He says they're a running team, and look at last night. They scored a touchdown, and then with, 12 minutes to go, and Henry gets zero carries after that. He has no idea what he's doing as a head coach.
Appreciate the call.
Everything runs its course, and I do think that's run its course. I will just say, if you let Sashi and Eric hire some first-time head coach, Godspeed. Good luck with that.
Coming up next.
Jesse Minter, I think he's a really good defensive coordinator. I think that would be a problem.
Ravens are now behind the eight ball because the Steelers won in Detroit. We recap Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.